Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Stephen King being back on the show. Stephen is a great member of our Brain Trust, president and CEO of Growth Force, author of The CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow, The CEO's Guide to Increasing Profits, The CEO's Guide to, you're starting to get the picture here. Folks, there's a whole bunch of these things. And that tells you, he knows what he's talking about, folks. And we've had him on the show many times before. He's got to come across. He knows how to help you operate your business from a financial fundamental standpoint. And he's our good friend, Stephen King. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So, okay. You know, Steve, you're a small business owner. I'm a small business owner. Folks out there in the audience, they are too. And we all know that there are often times when we have to make a decision with our gut. Things are indicating another way, and our gut's telling us something else, and we have to make that decision. And it might be right or wrong, but we roll the dice. Financial fundamentals are not part of that, though, are they?
No, and it's amazing how often your gut is wrong. I have a great story here. I have a client of ours, and you know, it's rare that we get that Growth Force is an outsourced accounting business. So you can't really talk about your clients, but we have a case study, a company called Chief Outsiders. It's a national chief marketing officers. And we got an email from the CEO, Art Saxby, who emailed us and said, hey, I got a bill from Vistage, one of our sponsorships, and it's six figures for national sponsorship. It's January. We're partnership, so we give out all our cash in December to our partners. I don't have six figures sitting in the bank, so I'm going to pass on this bill. But can you tell me how much revenue we got from Vistage? And we wrote back saying, yes, but you're asking the wrong question. The question is, how much profit did you make? And you made a 4x return on investment on your Vistage investment. And that's 3x better than your next marketing campaign.
Wow.
He said, I almost didn't do this because he had the data. He was able to make that kind of decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. And you know, the gut thing is when maybe the empirical data isn't available, and or there's something going on that's never happened before, and your background, your instincts, what you've been here before tells you to do, you know, make a decision to go left or to go right. But what we're talking about, folks, is the incremental day-to-day indicators, the financial indicators of your business. You've got to be more sophisticated about that. And what you do in your business, Stephen, is you try to help people make data-driven decisions, don't you?
Exactly. And we've done a lot of studies, served thousands of small businesses over 30 years, and decisions that drive profits come down to four big buckets. In priority order, the number one is pricing. Are you pricing your job right? So or your products right? When you put a proposal out the door, are you confident that you have covered all your costs so you get the gross profit that you're looking for? The second big one is hiring and firing, especially clients. Which are your good money clients and where are your bad money clients? And when a new client comes in the door, should you be firing and replacing and swapping out good money for bad? That'll go right to the bottom line.
Right.
The third is spending. Where do we spend money to get new customers? And the fourth is how do we increase staff productivity? And there are scorecards that you can have on each one of these to help you make better decisions in those four areas.
Say those four again real quick so people can write them down.
Sure. It's pricing, and that'll have the biggest impact on your profit. Hiring and firing. Firing clients and employees who contributes the most to profits and studying that and replacing those that don't. The third is spending. Where do you invest money to get new customers, and who are the best kind of customers to get? And then fourth is, how do you increase the productivity of your people? Who are your best people? What are those behaviors, and how do you get more people like that?
And that last one could involve people, or could involve a technology, or outsourcing.
Yep, exactly. Any asset, anything that you're doing that you can help get more productivity of your people. Yeah, I believe I outsource everything, and it allows me to, as your prior speaker spoke about, allows me to focus on our highest purpose.
Yeah.
Everybody else deal with the non-corporate.
I have four people under my roof, but I make payroll for about 20.
Mm-hmm.
And the other 16 don't work for me. It's exactly right. I need your website, Stephen.
It's growthforce.com, www.growthforce.com. And we've got a blog on there. There's a button on the right where we share all this information a couple of times a week on how you help increase profitability.
Folks, check out that website. You'll get smarter when you do. Hang out there, and you'll thank me later. Quick break, 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.